Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We broke the news to Ennis that The Process likes Ben Shapiro.
Oh, you
and
did.
He didn't know that.
And James Strebel.
And that's the last thing I heard before I came into the studio was, why didn't you guys tell me The Process likes Ben Shapiro?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm reading over Twitter right now. Ross Dellinger of SI works with a guy, Pat Forty, and Tony Barnhart. He's the Mr. SEC. I don't know what outlet he's at, but you know Tony Barnhart.
Yeah, right.
You know Tony. But you know who Tony Barnhart is?
Yeah, he's an SEC football guy.
He is, but that's also what I just said. I don't know if you know who he is. That's what I'm worried
about.
I've
heard the name, yeah.
Okay, he's considered Mr. SEC.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Anyway. He says the two biggest surprises as an independent, Notre Dame cannot qualify for a first round bye, and the quarterfinals will be played on January 1st or 2nd at neutral sites to be determined. Is the Rose Bowl on board with this? Well, number one, I don't give a I think people don't give a damn about the Rose Bowl.
No.
What the Rose Bowl thinks, and you know they're not going to put any sort of wrench into the college football playoff expanding. Again, I don't know how this is all going to end. This is not the final bout, if you will, or the final
draft.
Yeah,
you
the
know.
Final draft of
right.
any of this. But as far as the Notre Dame goes, I am as if it goes through with their AD a part of this, that they can't get a bye. I would just be stunned. I would be stunned. Now, the other issue with the college football playoff, I think it was Dennis Dodd had this, is there's worry that teams 5 through 12, now they get a home game.
Yeah.
Those are very, very valuable.
And then the top four will be able to do neutral site only. I mean, if this gets passed eventually, and Notre Dame's AD is a part of this, and he's a part of the rule, I mean, Brian Kelly will go to his house and punch him.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm reading this wrong, and I'm not. People don't see it the way that I see it. I am stunned
right.
by it.
I mean, the way people
they
treat Notre Dame.
They think they're bigger than the sport.
100% they do.
And they're not going to. I mean, I guess it is. Hey, you're not going to join a conference. Here's the point. But that's never applied to them.
Ever.
And by the way, they play a good schedule. I mean, especially when now, I mean, obviously they have some ACC games and they have some Syracuses.
Sure.
Don't get it wrong, but they usually, like, I respect for the most part their schedule. And when they were playing, and they still do, you know, USC and Stanford, there were years, you know, those teams have been great.
Right.
Those teams have been good. Those teams have been great the last few years. Obviously they haven't. But I am stunned at the Notre Dame angle. Let's get Myron Metcalf. They wrote about it at ESPN.com, Kentucky in an SEC article. I want to get to that. He's from ESPN, also ESPN Radio. My man can talk about anything. We love Myron Metcalf here. Myron, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Oh, we're making it. We're making it. It's been a busy summer for us. Been a busy summer for us, which is pretty good. I guess what's your reaction to the college football playoff expansion here over the last couple days, and then you know the official announcement coming down about an hour ago? I'm stunned right now that Notre Dame would be giving up a chance to get that first round bye, and that's kind of what I was reacting to there. So a good afternoon, and what do you make of the college football playoff expanding?
So my thought on it, you know, it sounds more kind of a warning to the committee. If they go to 12 teams and they make this that much bigger, I'm going to watch every single game.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, this is what everyone expected. Maybe not 12, but we're all going to be all in once it arrives. So I just think what the committee did is they used what happened during the pandemic and sort of those weird schedules where people were kind of playing each other on the fly, nothing really made sense, and they realized, wait a minute, there's interest here in trying to pull off BYU, Coastal Carolina at the last second and games like that. And I think they just took that momentum and turned it into this. I didn't anticipate 12.
Yeah.
I don't think you have 12 teams that are worthy of a playoff. I don't know if you have four most years, right? And that's going to be the challenge. Is it going to be good football? or just a bunch of blowouts.
Well, the thing I love is with 5 through 12 having to, you know, play that first round, I mean, you could have some fun matchups. You know, you could have, you know, Texas A&M going to Wisconsin in the snow in December. I mean, that would be – and, again, we're going to watch all these games because what else are we going to do? You know, we're watching all of them.
Yes. And that's the thing, is there are going to be a lot of people when this comes out who are going to say, I can't believe it. That's too many teams. And we heard the same thing with the NCAA tournament. If you go to 68 teams – who's going to watch this? Like, at the end of the day, as consumers, we can't be trusted with our reaction in moments like this. But I guarantee you, when this thing starts, we are all going to be all in on these 12 teams. I don't think we'll get good football out of those 12 teams, but we'll be intrigued.
Yeah, like Indiana, Iowa State, you know, it may not be the sexiest thing, but I'll watch it. And what I always tell, me and my buddy always laugh about this, whenever there's like a bad week of NFL Sunday, it's like, I mean, wait until it's June or July, and then tell me if you wouldn't kill for a crappy Illinois-Iowa game at noon on the Big Ten Network or whatever it may be. Same on the college basketball side. The Group of Five, last one on this, the Group of Five getting a seat at the table. It might be at the kids' table, but they're at the table, whereas they never were in the college football playoff. Is that something you care about? Is that like a big storyline that you care about? Because, you know, the little guys got a chance in college basketball. Now they have at least some kind of a seat at the table on the football side.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, right? It sounds like a noble thing. Like, here they are, the Group of Five, seat at the table. Let's all be honest. This TV contract for this thing is going to be the biggest thing that's ever happened in college sports. So it's like, yeah, come to the table, but the money they're getting on the other end is going to make it all worth it. I'm glad they're in the mix. But here's the thing. I don't know if they'll be competitive, but I also don't care, right? Give me BYU versus Georgia. I don't care because I want to see more football. And I think the build-up to those final games will just be tremendous. But I think at the end we'll still get people who say, well, why do we do it this way, right? Maybe some people want it reduced. Maybe it's too many teams. But I don't know how that differs from – what we have now, Alabama beats everybody. Clemson beats everybody. At least add some more people to the mix, and let's see if we can have some fun.
Myron Medcalf, oh, yeah, we're going to end up with the same people. I mean, that's going to be the storyline if we don't. And then the poor Group of Five team that comes in, it's that, you know, it's okay, now you get a seat at the table, Cincinnati, if you lose 49-7. I'm sure SEC people will take that.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Stay away from the SEC network that weekend, Myron. Myron Medcalf, Medcalf by ESPN, if you want to follow him on Twitter. Lots of times you can hear him on ESPN radio around here as well on our stations. One has, I guess, just a general question, open-ended. What has interested you in the name, image, and likeness and some of the drama that we've had the last day or two?
I just wonder, you know, how it's all going to unfold and what these deals will actually look like. I think the reality is people think that everybody's going to get a car or they're going to be a bunch of shoe deals. I don't think that's going to happen. Like, these big brands don't need most of these guys. Now, if you're Tua, right?
Right.
If you're Zion, you're in a different category. But how many guys actually have that sort of mass appeal? So I think there'll be three, four guys, five or six guys maybe in college sports who have that appeal, who get some of those big deals. I think a Sabrina Ionescu, women's college basketball, probably could have been one of those people as well. But for everybody else, I think the real thing here is going to be autograph signings after big games. And I think the thing that people aren't talking enough about is the camp idea. The fact is you're going to have athletes who can organize their own summer camps, their own off-season camps. That, to me, is where you really make some money, man. Hire a couple other teammates, and then instead of going to the Louisville football camp, now you're going to Lamar Jackson's football camp, right, if he was still playing. So I think that, to me, is what the real deals are going to look like, along with social media posts. But I think people are dreaming if post-pandemic they think these brands have an unlimited budget for college athletes who, for the most part, are not household names. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, everyone around here is always saying, you know, the car dealership that can give you tens of thousands of dollars. That's kind of the automatic thing. By the way, one of my takes today was, you know, the state of Kentucky ain't done anything. So all the politicians around here, Myron, that are, you know, mostly Kentucky fans, they're screwing over BBN, man. You got to push this name, image, and likeness through, and they're not doing that as well. Myron Medcalf, we love him, ESPN, ESPN Radio. They have the piece up there at ESPN.com. The title, Sales Pitch Discussion, is Kentucky's Recruiting Stranglehold on the SEC Slipping. I mean, you could say no because they're getting the top classes, but you could say yes because, you know, I mean, I don't think they're last year and this year not picked to maybe win the SEC. 2 years ago, they did win the SEC. So as a program, this was you, Borzello, Gasaway, Lenardi. What sort of thought went into where Kentucky is as a program this offseason? And then I want your thoughts, obviously, on what Cal has built for this coming season.
Yeah, I mean, it's always weird to put Kentucky in any kind of conversation against their peers in the SEC because they're just different. Like, the real question is where they stack up nationally and if they're going to maintain a stronghold on the recruiting slate, you know, nationally. And I think that, to me, is where you can see how changes might affect Cal and might affect Kentucky. Just because I think the transfer pool is going to make it so you're going to have to be going year after year trying to get these guys, and there's going to be a lot of competition. And I do think the G League and some of these other leagues, they won't get everybody, but they're going to get a couple of these top 10 kids every year. And I think that coupled with Jalen Suggs says, hey, I'll go to Gonzaga. Cade Cunningham, I'm going to go to Oklahoma State. I think we all know that 5 or 6 years ago, Jalen Suggs and Cade Cunningham go to Kentucky, right?
Right.
Or they go to Duke. So I think that, to me, is what's changing. I think this generation is just built differently. And I don't know that they see the tradition of a school and go, okay, I want to go there and be a part of that, as much as the past generation did. And I think that, to me, is what's going to make it more difficult to maintain a stronghold on the recruiting landscape nationally. But in the SEC, of course, Kentucky is Kentucky, and I think they'll be a force to deal with no matter what. And I think coming up this season, you see the transfers they've added, you know, the freshman class that they're bringing in. I think Kentucky is never going to be down multiple seasons in a row, and I think they'll bounce back this year, because this is for the first time in a long time a veteran team. You know, you got, you know, Spear Wheeler and Ty Washington, the youth and the veterans, and I think that, to me, is going to be just a great blend of talent for Kentucky to be competitive down the stretch.
We had, not to pitch you against him, but we had Matt Norlander on last week, who thinks they're about the 20th, they're like a 15 to 25 type team, and he thinks they're fourth in the SEC. That would not go over well here. Myron, if they're fourth in the SEC, I mean, it wouldn't be a bad year. They might be still a pretty good seed, but, I mean, that ain't going to go over well after a 9-win season.
Well, let me make some news here and go after Norlander, okay?
I'm not going to do that.
I mean, you know, maybe, I guess. But I do think, like, the combination of guys they have, they could certainly be a dominant team. I mean, Wheeler, we know what he did at Georgia, really good player. I think Washington, everyone knows he's a legit top 12, top 13 prospect. Keon is back, better, bigger, stronger. Grady, if you didn't see Kelly Grady at Davidson, man, that dude balls, man. That dude can play. And then I think Oscar from West Virginia, Toshiba, I mean, before this past season where he got off to kind of a rough start, remember, we were talking about him going to the NBA draft and maybe being a first-round pick, maybe being sort of that Clint Capella type. So, I mean, you're talking about five guys that are going to anchor that team that could really, really make it go. And that's not even including C.J. Frederick and some of the other pieces they have. So I think Kentucky will actually be better. They got some experience. Could they fall to fourth in the SEC? Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't think that group looks like a top 10 team.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Have you seen, probably not, have you seen much of Ty Washington? Again, probably not because COVID, we didn't do anything for 15 months. But, I mean, that's the big stud here. That's the guy at the end. Ty, have you seen any of him?
On TV, you know, I've seen some showcases. I haven't had the chance to watch him on post, but to your point, we didn't really get to do anything last year.
Yeah, we didn't do anything. Yeah, we sat around.
But I do think he's surrounded by sort of the perfect blend, right? Like, Kentucky has had so many freshmen who've shown up in year one that you almost expected. Of course, everybody's going to be De'Aaron Fox or Anthony Davis or Karl Anthony Towns. But most of those guys are just freshmen who need a lot of help. And I think with the veterans around him, man, he'll be good to go.
Last one on Kentucky. Chin Coleman, Orlando Antigua. How does that change your outlook as Cal, you know, he fortifies his staff, and I'm telling you, Kentucky fans are obsessed with Orlando Antigua around here, Myron. Does that change the way you feel about them at all?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like Orlando's back home, right? I mean, considering his ties to Cal, and, you know, you bring in Coleman, and you know what they did at Illinois. And I don't know if anybody's been to Champaign, how many people have been to Champaign, but this lie that somehow it's near Chicago is crazy. It's not. It's 3 hours from Chicago. So it's not like they're just going after those kids and saying, hey, come to Illinois. They had to work, you know. They had to really work, and they found some incredible talent. Now with the spotlight of Kentucky, the facilities, the tradition, the legacy, I think they'll be great. I think Orlando is a difference maker. At the end of the day, you're not accustomed to Kentucky being one of the last two or three schools with some of these top kids and not being the pick for most of them. And I think that, to me, is what will change. You won't get Cade Cunningham, maybe. You maybe won't even get Jalen Suggs. But the Mobleys and the other guys, you'll get one of those guys or two of those guys. I think Orlando makes it so that you're going to get top 10 guys consistently back in Lexington.
Myron Metcalf with us from ESPN. What did you make? We haven't talked with you since it happened. Coach K going to step away? And it's been the very generic question to ask, but what do you make of North Carolina and Duke going to former players? We didn't get the big drama around some long drawn out coaching search. And what do you make of the ACC with two of the greats now stepping away?
Well, I can't believe Duke said they hired a search firm to replace K. Like, yeah. I mean, that search firm was called Coach K, right, at the end of the day. So, I mean, you'd heard rumblings, but it was sort of surprising that you're losing K, you're losing Roy at the same time. Well, not at the same time. I mean, K announced he's going to coach this year. I think it'll be an ongoing storyline, and I wonder how the rest of college basketball is going to feel when at ESPN and everywhere else it's the Coach K farewell tour.
Myron, you know. Kentucky and Louisville fans are already whining about it, and it's June. It's June, Myron. I can tell you how it's going to be in November.
Hey, listen, just wait until November comes, man. It's going to be a whole different story. But I do think it's everyone knows who he is and what he represents, but what is Duke without him? And we're going to find out. And I think this is the thing. We're going to see with North Carolina. We're going to see with Duke. Eventually, we'll see it with Kentucky. Who are these brands without the guy, right? Who's Kentucky after Cal? Who's Duke after K? What's North Carolina after Roy? Because I think in a different generation, you could say you just plug somebody in and they keep rolling. I don't know if this generation is built like that. Like, I don't know who could replace Cal. Who can really replace K? And Hubert Davis, he's been a great assistant. This is a big job for anybody. Taking over for Roy. So we'll see how it all works out, man.
What it's done locally here, besides the ACC and the effect it's going to have, what it's done is, you know, what, 3 years ago, the Kenny Payne discussion, there was a group that really wanted Kenny Payne to take over at U of L, and there was some people that, and the majority of the people laughed it off, and now a few years later, Kay walks away, in comes John Shire, hasn't been a head coach, and Hubert Davis takes over for Roy Williams. I wonder if the Rick Pitino stuff were happening now, Chris Mack was obviously still the hire at the time, but I just wonder how much different it would be talked about with Kenny Payne, and I guess we'll never know. Before we get Myron out of here, you talk to our producer, Mitch, okay? Mitch is in a full battle, Myron. You need to know this. He's a hater. Okay. That's what he is. He's a hater. So let's get to that. He's a hater, okay?
Okay.
He's hating on Donovan Mitchell, of all people.
Oh.
Exactly. And I don't want to be a part of this, but he's battling that Donovan, he's not going to win the big one. He's only going to make maybe six All-Star games.
Not a top 10 player.
He's battling Louisville fans specifically. So, Mitch, do you want to say anything to Myron Metcalf, who I would imagine disagrees with you?
With everyone else that disagrees with me here in Louisville. Yeah, a little bit's me salty. I'm a big John Morant fan, so eliminate John Morant. But I just don't understand the Donovan Mitchell love because I feel like he hasn't done anything to earn it yet professionally.
who hurt you, man? What did they do to you?
Donovan Mitchell did, man, when he eliminated John Morant.
Who hurt your feelings and made you say something like that? Come on, man. Donovan Mitchell is incredible. And at his age, to be playing at that level, John Morant's for two, and I'm excited for what he is. But if you can't appreciate what Utah is doing with Donovan Mitchell, man, I mean, that to me is a masterclass on just being aggressive. They were down, what, 15, 19 points, something like that? I love this game. And I think what he signals and what John Morant does, too, like, this is a guards league post-LeBron, it feels like, right? Trae Young,
oh, absolutely.
Luka, yeah, all Luka. These guys coming, man. It's going to be fun to watch.
I love Trae Young, by the way. The Atlanta Hawks, yeah. they because, you know, you watch 3-4 games in the season, but not watching the NBA playoffs, I'm locked in. I love that team, and I wanted to see the Knicks lose. So, yeah. You know, it is what it is. All right, well, thank you for straightening him out, Myron. Take care. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for your time. We'll catch up down the road.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. Myron Metcalf, ESPN, with us here on this Thursday, a Thursday that feels like a Friday. So there you go.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
Well, you know, well,
for
I was,
many reasons.
Here's what I was – I want you guys both help me here.
Yeah.
Because I get trapped. I don't know what to ask about Louisville.
Right. No,
so
I'm with you.
I thought about asking him about Ross McMaines.
Right. I don't know if he knows anything about Ross McMaines.
Yeah, but I have no idea. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I don't know who knows anything about Ross. I'm not trying to be mean.
I'm not trying to be mean.
But it's like, who knows about Ross McMaines?
It wasn't a story when he got hired. And then 2 days later, Dino Fradio extorted U of L. And it was a story. It was a story nationally every year. Everywhere.
Dino Fradio.
Mitch.
I mean,
that's what the text line called him.
I know, but I feel like that's something we should have been calling him all along.
Right.
Like,
it's just
put
now
that
coming
on
to light.
Dino Fradio.
Yeah, hashtag.
What are
Dino
we doing
Fradio.
Here? Golly.
But yeah, do you ask about McMaines? Do you ask about Dino Gaudio again? I mean, that's moved on. I mean, what do you ask about? You're right. What do you ask about U of L? I mean, I guess you could ask about.
Because I'm sitting here, I'm like, I can't ask Ross McMaines. That would be going way off the
board.
Dude,
if you asked about Ross McMaines,
well,
that'd
I thought
be great.
About, I almost did.
Shut up. Hey, Myron, what do you have on Ross McMaines?
What intel do you have on Ross McMaines? Not that Ross McMaines won't be good or great. I don't know what he'll be. I just don't know. By the way, the Brewers lead the Reds 7-2. And, Mitch, the Brewers have the bases loaded right now with two outs.
Yeah.
So I need this home run just to make it 11-2.
Please.
I mean, there's 200 people in attendance right
now.
If that. Yeah, maybe.
I hope they walk a run in, actually. It's a 3-2 count right now in the ninth. It's 7-2.
We got some funny sound involving Hall of Famer Dan Issel and the Reds. We won't play that.
Let's go right now. Yeah, go ahead.
So somehow we beat Darvish. So I'm watching the Reds because if the Reds win, if they beat Milwaukee, we go back into first place, we being the Cubs. I promise you there weren't 8,000 people in the baseball stadium last night in Cincinnati.
Dan, you realize that we have the Reds on this station, don't you?
Well, that's why. But, you know, that's why they don't have more people. Everybody's listening to the game on our station.
So
you don't have to drive. Did I cover that up? Yeah.
You did a broom job on that one, man. You swept that one right under the rug. There's no question about that.
I like
the same way John Calipari swept under the rug the Ashton Hagens video.
Oh, is that blanket maker over there? Who is that?
Mitch, have you reached out to process? Do we know the time frame here on when he's going to be doing all this limo
work?
No,
he's not going to answer me.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. You want me to reach out?
I woke up today to two calls, missed calls from the process.
Really?
It's a crappy way. Yes, we had a log issue.
The way.
And it's the crappiest way.
To start your day.
Every day. It really is.
The process is calling.
The Brewers popped out. So 7-2 going to the bottom of the ninth there.
Here we go, Reds.
Also, I will tell Issel this tomorrow if I see him. He need not be worried about crapping on the Reds.
Yeah, we do it every day here.
I mean, every show.
And they normally follow this show.
Yeah,
which is
normally.
Interesting.
They're,
yeah.
They're 40 minutes after.
We reached out to the Reds one time to have a guy on the team, and he gave us Nate Jones.
Well, who doesn't want to hear from
Nate
Jones?
And we called him a bum on the air, and we moved on. Yeah. That's exactly what we did.
I like Pratt going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, 8,000, you know, not terrible. I mean, I don't know. It's a muggy night in Cincinnati.
It is a muggy, and it's in Cincinnati.
I don't know.
Really bad baseball team that nobody cares about. Nobody.
Texas says, LOL, who hurt you? Yeah.
That was good. Yeah, Myron, yeah.
Of course, because Myron's like, it's a terrible take. It's a terrible take.
I mean,
we'll see. I mean, just wait and see.
Yeah.
If he has a career,
none of us know each other.
I'll remind you guys. Don't worry.
What's Mitch going to be doing in a decade? That's a great question.
Peter says first post is 5:00. Yeah, but you don't get there for the first post.
No,
you get there for the you get there for the, you know, 6 o'clock, 6:30, right?
First post
race
is at
three.
5.
So,
are they 6:30. In the car now?
I mean, I don't know.
I'll text process
right,
during
you
the
text
break.
Process.
During the break, I'll text him and see
him
if there's any updates.
Him swerving.
Strebel's texting me. Mark, hold on.
He'll swerving the Acura around while I text
yeah,
and drive.
Exactly.
Reminds me, I was watching The Office the other night.
Yeah.
When Pam's going in to have the baby.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Michael's texting and driving. Yeah. By the way, I've got into watching the. I'm about done with season one of The Wire.
Oh, it's amazing.
I'm going back and watching it to like appreciate its greatness again.
Right. My favorite season is the.
It's been years. It's been so many years since I've seen it.
I like the final season when they're in the school.
Oh, of course.
I think it's the most intriguing season out of. I think the first season and the last season are my favorites. And then the second season, I didn't like it the first time I watched it, but the second time around, second season is better than I remembered.
Okay.
I really liked it a lot.
My wife does not care. Will not watch
it. Oh, my wife won't either.
It's honestly, it's offensive.
She won't watch Sopranos.
It's offensive.
She won't watch The Wire. No. She didn't watch Game of Thrones when it was on.
If it's Teen Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Or Marriage at First Sight or wherever that crap is.
Yeah,
oh, 90
Day Fiancé.
Yeah, if it's that, we're locked in.
We're in the same boat.
It's just unbelievable.
Our wives had the same
cinematic,
taste in TV.
This is cinematic history.
It's historical.
And you don't even care.
It's perfection.
It is.
It's the best storytelling on TV. But no, Grey's Anatomy season 32's on.
I was about to say.
I got jeez Louise, how long can that show go on? That show was going on when my wife and I were dating.
Man.
That's how long that stupid show's been on.
She was dating the doctor when it started, probably.
No,
right?
He wasn't dating the doctor.
I thought she dated the doctor.
No,
she only went on a date with the doctor?
No, they never went on a
date.
They
never went on a date.
They never went on a date. He tried to get her. He tried to lure her in to watch his band play and said he'd buy her drinks if she came and watched his band. And she declined.
What venue? I can't.
I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know.
Tomorrow, that's it. That's the homework. I want to do that.
I don't want to bring that up anymore.
Speaking of the summer school, yeah, it's a great point.
Yeah, I don't want to let that lay out there.
What do they say? Let a sleeping dog
lie. Yeah,
yes,
let a sleeping dog lie.
Don't bring up the doctor that makes, I don't know how much doctors make, millions of dollars?
Plenty of money.
Yeah.
More than me. That's the point. More than me.
Hanging out at Big Easy places in the knobs with fountains and roundabout driveways.
Exactly, and they have time to form their own music groups.
Would you, today or tomorrow, I always forget about it. Mitch, I don't know if we even have an open. I want to do Strebel Summer School.
Yeah, I have all my presentations here on the old phone app.
Okay.
So
is that something today you'd want to do?
Can we do it tomorrow?
Yeah, we can do it tomorrow.
So I can pick out a good lesson plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow, because I have all my slideshows and all my notes and everything here on Google Slides on my phone, so I could pull up anything. So, yeah, let's do that tomorrow. Oh, all right. All right, I got update on the pool party, noon on Sunday.
All right, noon on Sunday. Where is it at? Do you have any idea?
I'm replying, yes,
okay.
Let's do it.
There you go.
And then we'll see what he says back. So things are now in motion again.
Texas says, I bet she regrets not dating the doctor. She'd be living in Nordy Sea by now.
She's very...
Rummage looked different today.
Okay, yeah. So
he seems so happy.
He wasn't on the show the first hour. Was he on the second hour?
Yeah,
later on in the show.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay, so that's why it confused me. So is he like not wearing the hat anymore?
No, he still is, which is going to be a problem.
Yeah, he's going to have to get rid of that hat.
He's going to have to get rid of the only basketball shorts.
Yep. He's going to have to start wearing slacks.
Yeah.
Or like,
he's also going to Vegas next week.
Hit that Vineyard Vines up.
He's going to your Vineyard Vines. He's got to do shorts, but not cargo shorts. Just the regular khaki shorts without any pockets. He can't be like me. He's going to Vegas next week?
Yeah.
What's Rummage going to do in Vegas? He doesn't drink or anything.
I don't know.
I don't know what Rummage does when he leaves here. I don't know his life.
I don't know if he's like a gambler.
No offense, I have no idea.
I can see Rummage going and enjoying shows.
Yeah.
Like that. Like
Jack Harlow?
Jack Harlow residency.
Going to Jack Harlow?
Going out to eat, going to shows. I can see that being Rummage's thing.
All these people are like, why is there a guy in all Tennessee garb throwing an L's up in the crowd at Jack Harlow?
Jack Harlow, like, way to go.
Jack Harlow brings him on stage like Janet Jackson used to bring men on stage.
Shouts out the Ville.
Mitch, I would love to go way back. That's early Strebel. If you can find the sound. You know what? It may have just been Midday Rush. I can't remember.
No, what it was it? It was early on.
Janet Jackson used to bring a man on stage.
Yeah, yeah. We showed Strebel the video.
Oh, so you were there?
Yeah, I was there.
Okay.
Okay, that must have been early Mitch then.
Yeah, early Mitch. I thought that was Cooper.
I thought it was. Well, I think me and Coop talked about it with Locke one time.
Oh, okay. Oh, that what it is. Okay, you're getting. Okay, I got you. But yeah, okay. So yeah, I'd seen that before back in the MTV days. She did that in the 90s as well.
Texas says, call Matt Wynn to confirm the time of the Blankenbaker reservation. Now, I'm going to be an idiot here. That's the steakhouse that's at Churchill Downs, right?
Yes.
I have no idea. Okay, I'm glad.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay,
yeah.
Glad.
Sorry, Strebel. I looked at Strebel, and I saw panic in his eyes.
Right.
And I halfway through that, I'm asking this question to a guy that doesn't leave the house.
Right.
And if Strebel would have went to a steakhouse, you know, him and his wife would have taken pictures all over social media.
Right.
And Mitch.
Yeah. Well,
and Mitch. So those were the two
options.
Those were the options that I went to, and I was in the middle of it, and I immediately regretted it, but I just had to finish the sentence.
I mean, I'm going to sound like a hillbilly here, and that's fine. I didn't know there was a steakhouse in Churchill Downs.
It's relatively new, right? Yeah, it's new.
Okay, good. So it's nothing that's been there for a while and I just missed it.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Good. I feel a little bit better about that because I feel like the text line was going to crush me.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, it's raining at KSR Bar right now.
Is it? Well, I'm glad you're indoors then. I'm glad you can be indoors now.
Texas says, you think Notre Dame's affected because they wouldn't have to play in a conference championship game? I mean, that matters, I guess.
I mean, they all have one now, right?
I still just can't believe it because they rule.
Yeah.
And they get whatever they want, and they historically have. So I'm just playing the odds. That's
right.
All I'm doing.
But now all conferences, all the major conferences, the Power Five, they all have conference championships now, correct? I know that the Big 12 didn't for a long time. They have for the last few years. I know the Big 10 has one, SEC, ACC, obviously, and Pac-12. So they all have one. So that's a good point by the texter. That's a big-time stipulation.
Texas says, does Strebel have an Emily slideshow on his phone, too?
No, I don't have any. I don't know. I don't know what she looks like. I've never seen her. I haven't.
Here's the best way that I can put this, because this is now littered the text line. I'm just going to – three words.
Okay.
They play doctor.
No, they didn't. Yes. They didn't play anything. They didn't play doctor. They didn't play music. They didn't play boyfriend, girlfriend. They didn't play anything. There was no playing of any kind.
I didn't know what the three – I didn't know where you were – they didn't play, and I was like, what's he going to come up with next?
They just – none of that happened.
That's a cleaned-up way of the text line
yes,
right now.
Yes, it is. I'm sure.
It's the best I could do.
I'm sure there's some baseball jokes in there about the mitt, and all. I can just imagine what the text line is doing right now.
Texas says, Rummage is too shively to be let into Nordy C. Well, that's the point.
That's why it's so funny.
It's the come-up. That's the point. That's what we're talking about.
He's gone from the county – to Norton Commons. Rummage is on the come up.
He was shining today.
I bet he looked different.
He was shining. He really was.
Did he speak a little differently?
Yeah, a little less twang in the voice.
A little less twang in the voice.
A little less twang.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Andrew.
Steve's here. How are you?
Steven.
Steven, yeah.
We're going to call him Steven Rummage.
I'm Steven now.
Stefan.
Stefan Urkel. Yeah, Stefan.
Texas says, will Blankenbaker be eating the 6-inch filet?
Well. I was just so intrigued by this. So Process is going to go home and take a nap and then go pick him up?
I guess. I guess. I don't know.
I guess it's better than sitting out in the parking lot and waiting and just, like, hanging out in Blank's car.
Well, yeah, for hours. Yeah, for like 4 or 5 hours.
Why does he just hang out at Churchill?
Well, that's what I told him.
Yeah. He's like, go to Churchill Downs.
It doesn't cost much to get, even if it does. By the way, the Reds have now lost 7-2.
So it's final. That didn't take long.
And again, if we would have played that game locally, we would have had a 5-hour broadcast.
Yeah, yeah, because the rain
we
delay.
We would be going on the air right now.
Hey, everybody.
At 4:32.
Yeah, welcome to
so the Reds lose yet another series.
There they go. Yeah. At least they won the middle.
How great was it last night? Mitch, I don't know if I text you guys or just Strebel. I mean, the Cardinals coming back and looking great the day that Mitch leaves.
Oh, I
and
know.
They're slamming the ball around the field.
Oh, yeah. Making the Indians look silly.
Yeah, you're just such a curse, man. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. We've got to send you to just a neutral game, not to a Kentucky game or Louisville game. Just like pick a neutral school and just send you there.
I don't like him being a Giants fan.
Well, you can't like him being a Giants fan.
It's a curse.
Well, by the losing started before I joined the Giants fandom.
Okay, yeah, but you brought it here.
It's back. Yeah. I mean, it's
there's
continued.
There's viruses that started decades ago, and you can still get them.
I mean,
your dad's not cursed. No, he was at the game yesterday, and they won.
Yeah.
It's just
he
you.
He texted me all throughout the game. I was like,
"Thanks, Dad."
Yeah, he's like, "You should have stayed." I was like,
"But then they would have lost."
Yeah, Bob, that made you feel good. Hey, son,
Crean wasn't in Pittsburgh, you know, I would have been there.
Crean screwed you on that one.
He did. I saw the picture of he and his father at in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
though. He looked very happy.
You want to know the first thing I thought?
What?
You know. The first thing I thought when I saw Jack Grossman and his father selfie at a baseball game, you saw sheer happiness in a bonding moment.
Yeah, very happy.
Father and son.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Crean had his musty Indiana shirt. He looked like him, but he was there.
He was there, yeah.
I'm sure Kellen and Wyatt would love
it. Oh, there he is. We're going to go.
I didn't want to bring it up. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Crane's an adult now, so it's like, of course they're going to be able to do more things together. We're going to go to baseball games.
Texas says, Blank going to finesse the couple out of a $1,000 pick six ticket.
Oh, absolutely. He's already got, hey, come here. I mean, he must be in, like.
Blank's going to win like $2,000 tonight. I feel it. I feel that he's going to have a big night tonight, and it's going to pay off the entire night and more. And it's going to make us mad, but I feel like he's going to win here. I really do.
A little something extra for you, Process.
Oh, yeah,
you
know? Just peels off a couple bills.
Here, what do we agree on? Okay, here's some more. There you go. I had a good night. Don't even ask, Mike. I had a good night.
Texas says normal Steve.
Yeah, just Steve.
Yeah.
Steven.
No, Steven.
Steven. It's not Steve anymore. It's Steven. Steven Rovich. But, I mean, is Blankenbaker, like, going to Churchill Downs with Mark Blankenbaker, I don't know if I'd have a very good time.
You'd have a great time. What are you talking about? You'd pump beers.
I would, but he'd be telling me about all these races and horses, and I'd be like, you can make money.
Like,
oh, that's a good point. I just don't know.
He handicaps. You could actually make money.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll revise my idea then.
All right. Well, there you go. Mitch, let's play some sound on the other side. Quick break. 437-9680. I want to get into two more things with Scott. I keep calling Max Satterfield. Now, I don't know what's going on with me. I'm off today.
Satterfield's in your brain.
Yeah. Chris Mack on Jalen Withers. I definitely want to get into that. Then selling the Big Wiz. I want to get into that as well. A ton of sound. Another half an hour to go here. And then we'll get to Rick Bozich at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. It's a Thursday on ESPN 680. All right, guys, you know I love DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is my go-to. It's my favorite sportsbook. I use it. My buddies use it. And when you're over here in God's country in Indiana, that live betting is fantastic. And right now for pro basketball, they have a great deal for you with the playoffs going on. They're putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that's still in contention. You bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. It's a great deal. If basketball's not your thing, they got the baseball, the hockey, they got the soccer, and much more. It's all right there. It's so safe. It's secure. It's reliable. You can deposit the money, withdraw the money at your convenience. You're not waiting 2 weeks or anything like that. That's silly. You're not doing any of that. So go right now and download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our promo code WHBE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game. And if they do, you claim $100 in free credits. It's promo code WHBE. It's for a limited time. It's only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Indiana only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Blankenbaker went to Keeneland with Gunter Brewer.
Oh.
And I think those are other guys on U of L, but I don't know.
Moscow Mark.
And James Strebel.
There he is. There's Moscow Mark. Yeah, so, oh, Flyville. He's with the freaks.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Here on this Thursday, Rick Bozich going to join us at the top of the hour. He's from WDRB. Lots of items that we can talk about. We have a process and Blankenbaker update that we'll get to here in just a second. A couple different reminders. Bonus hour coming up at the top of the hour. No Reds. They've lost today, 7-2. So no Reds game tonight. At 7 o'clock, we'll have game 3 of the Bucks and Nets. That coming up at 7 o'clock, tip-off, I think 7:30 there on ESPN 680, 105.7. I said bonus hour. I don't know why I always do that. Soccer City's tonight.
Soccer City.
I don't know what my problem is. Soccer City's tonight, so we'll get to that as well. Mitch, you know I'm mad at you. Tell the people why I'm not happy with Mitch right now.
I don't know why you're mad, because I literally just thought of it 5 minutes ago when I saw this rejoin that I just played.
Yeah, but here's the point. Strebel is going to react a certain way. And so you want to get the organic reaction, okay? That's why you can't share everything with us, right?
I can't share my thoughts with you.
Not all the time. You got to save some of it for the air, and all you had to do was save it for the air for about 4 minutes, and it would have been a funny bit. But go ahead and say what you told us literally as I finished up my DraftKings read.
Yeah, so I picked out that rejoin because I was like, wait a minute. What if this mystery couple that Blank is going to Churchill with, going to eat at Matt Wynn's steakhouse, bet on some ponies, what if it's Gunnar Brewer and his wife?
I think it's a couple that lives in Santa Claus. But yes, it would have been funny. See,
yeah.
Here's what happened. When you said that. Okay,
would Gunnar Brewer go to Santa Claus?
Strebel roared with laughter.
I did.
And now when you told it the second time, he didn't say anything. He sat there silent, dreaming about his pool party on Sunday and how many Busch Lights he's going to drink tonight. That's what he did.
Yeah,
absolutely. We got no reaction. It was a dead fish. I didn't say anything. We all just sat here.
Yeah, the dog slept through it all.
The dog's sleeping. Mitch, the dog is sleeping right now.
Put her to sleep, Mitch. Put her to sleep.
Oh, my God.
That would have been so good on air. But, I mean, is Coach Brewer going to drive? Like your point, Andy, is Coach Brewer and his wife going to drive to Santa Claus?
No.
Come back to Louisville?
No. But
it's process driving.
So what if Process picked up Gunnar Brewer and his wife here in Louisville, had an awkward one-and-a-half-hour car ride to Santa Claus?
Can you imagine?
To pick up Blank and his wife, and then they go to Churchill.
I mean, the other question would be if the Brewers stayed in the guest room.
Yes.
It's a little sleepover.
Yeah.
At the Blankenbaker residence, and then Process was invited too.
It's the content that I need.
What if?
It's the content. I know not going to happen. It's not happening, but it's the content that I need. It'd be great content for us.
What if in the morning Mark and his wife are making breakfast, pancakes Brewers and Process?
If you were to double date, with an assistant coach, who would it be?
Oh, that's, you know who my pick
Orlando
is.
Antigua.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Orlando Antigua.
Mine would be Dane Fife.
Dane Fife.
He want to go to Huber's.
He would want to go to Huber's.
He
want
to go to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
You see Big Easy.
Dressed like a pumpkin.
Just home from his 19th straight week on vacation.
He's got a bad suntan. He's orange like a pumpkin. What about Mitch?
I'm trying to think who it would be. I mean, Ross McMaines is single, right? Again, I'm asking. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Is Ross McMaines single? I need to find out.
The only thing I know about Ross McMaines is read Harry Potter books. That's what I keep getting told.
I feel like mine would be, I want to go with Liam Cohen.
I bet he would be fun. Yeah, he and his newly engaged fiance.
I guess. Yeah, just because he's more my age than, you know.
Than everybody else.
Yeah,
And he
would be Coach Coop.
Coach Coop's a good one.
I thought he said soup. It sounded like soup.
We'd go for soup.
But is he married? I don't know.
No, he's
engaged. I have no idea.
How is he?
Who, Coop or?
Coach Coop.
No, that I don't know. I know that Liam Cohen got engaged like as soon as he got the job.
Well, yeah. I think that came with that. I think it was like, hey, if I'm going to move from L.A. to Lexington,
right.
This would go a lot better if we were engaged.
If I'm explaining to this nice young lady, like, hey, right. we're going from the sunshine and ocean to horse parks, which are nice, too, in order to convince her, throw in the marriage as well. Like, hey, you come to Lexington with me, I'll marry you. Let's go. Yeah.
So we do know that Blank and Process are not on their way.
They're not in the car yet.
They're not in the car yet.
But Process said that he would alert us.
I'm shocked by that. You got to get going here.
When they are in the car.
Okay.
I mean, I was
there
like,
you go.
Like you said, it's 4:47.
Yeah.
First race is in 13 minutes.
Yeah. Well, again, no one's worried about the first race.
No, I agree with you. But, like, I mean, but how late can you stay at Churchill Downs?
Late.
I guess you have a driver.
Yeah, it's Downs after dark. Yeah. There's like a bunch of races tonight.
When you have a driver, you do whatever you want.
I used to like going to those.
Do you see, by the way, that the Olympic Village, I mean, why don't you go?
Kids can go, can't they? Yeah, the kids can go.
Why don't you take the kids?
That would be fun. They've never been. That would be fun. Well, they've been to the Derby Museum a few times. Yeah, we've gone to the Derby Museum before.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I want you to – here are the last three things that are on my sheet of lies when I just look down.
Yeah.
The Anthony Weiner story.
That guy.
Stillman at the CMT Awards.
He was at that?
Yeah, you're damn right he was.
Oh, boy. I bet his IG was just insufferable last night.
And Keith Sweat.
Yeah.
Is coming to the KFC Yum Center.
He is. I saw that today. Is he the first post-COVID concert?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I think he is. I think he's the first post-COVID concert.
Now you're doing too much.
I know.
You're doing too much. You're trying to say
too much. Does Mitch know who Keith Sweat is?
Well, here's the thing with the CM. You have no idea, do you? You have no idea.
I was hoping you'd just fly by that one. Yeah, no, I have no idea.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Well, okay. Well, if you passed Strebel's test, it's not a big deal. There you go.
Keith Sweat was good.
What was I going to bring up?
CMAs.
Yeah, so Stillman was at the CMAs. So hang on just a second.
Okay.
Here, let me show you these.
All right.
I sent these. That's him and his lady.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and then there's
there's
a couple they were with.
Oh, yeah,
now,
okay.
I want you to look at that couple because I sent this to the producers.
Yeah.
And Pat walked in my office and said, dude – he said Stillman and this other couple.
Yeah.
They look like people that would purge.
Purge?
Like the Purge, the movie,
like
the Purge.
Oh, yeah. They would go wild and go out and go crazy?
He's saying they look like people that would kill people. Yes, that's what he's saying. They would purge.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I do.
Really?
I thought it was a great take from Pat. The best he's ever had.
I thought he was going to say maybe that they're like a pineapple crew. That's what I got out of that.
All right.
I looked at it as like there might be some back and forth going on here. It's kind of what I thought. Jared Stillman's the CMAs wearing a tucked-in polo shirt and jeans. At the CMAs.
I don't know what you want from me. I don't know what I would wear to the CM. It's the CMTs, I think.
The CMTs. Whatever it is.
I have no idea what I would wear to something like that.
I'd wear something better than that. I'm not the fashion.
Yeah, but
his aficionado is
going to be like tailored and
not tailored.
I bet his sport coat costs $300 at least.
The jeans and the polo don't.
I'm just saying,
if that's tailored, that's a poor job.
No one knows more about tailoring than you.
Look at the other guy now. He's dressed, and look at Stillman. You can't tell me Stillman looks good.
Stillman looks fine.
I agree with Strebel. I want to wear a suit to the CMA Awards.
You wear a suit. You wear something nicer than that.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It's country music.
It is
jeans.
He doesn't look. I'm sorry. He doesn't look good. He doesn't.
Are you telling me, like right here?
Yeah.
That doesn't say purge to you?
The one lady does,
yeah,
yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Mitch, let's go ahead and play Mac number 9. He talked about Gabe Wisnitzer. How about that?
Big Wiz.
He talked about him with Diener this morning. Go find that podcast if you want to hear the entire thing. Fire away.
He's done a remarkable job. I mean, he spent, again, like Jalen Withers, he spent the entire month of May here on campus when most guys went home. You know, I think Gabe, ever since he came here as a freshman during the pandemic last July, I think he's been home for about a matter of 4 or 5 days in its entirety. So he's been very, very dedicated. He knows he wants to change his body, continue to become a better athlete, and he's huge. And I think he's made great strides this summer.
Deion says to me,
does it sound like, do you guys think that Mac is answering a question there? I mean, I think Diener asked the question, who's standing out,
right?
Maybe besides Jalen Withers, or it was a long answer. He talked about Jalen Withers and was very strong on Jalen Withers, and they went to a couple more guys, and Gabe was one of those. The front court for U of L, I think, obviously, is something we're going to talk about. If they use that extra scholarship, what position will it be and everything else?
Boom.
So I can't tell if he's – if he's selling me Gabe, I can't tell if he's answering a question. I can't tell if you're selling Gabe because you're going to need him. I don't know which direction to take that, but he talked as glowingly about Big Wiz staying on campus and getting better. And in the videos that they've released, there's been a nice amount of Gabe Wiznitzer. So I have always seen him as a guy that wouldn't play. I mean, quite frankly, let's just be honest. They wouldn't play. I don't know what's fair or unfair. I don't know Max even trying to sell me on it, but I found it interesting.
When I first heard that, I thought, you know, obviously selling Gabe Wiznitzer, but that might be telling us that they might be done. That Gabe's going to figure into a big part, that they're done.
Well, they're done at that position.
At that position.
If you're selling me that, if you're selling me Gabe's improved, that means you're done at that position. Or he might just be saying, this guy's dedicated him. He played a little bit last year, and reading between the lines, he wasn't ready. And, you know, in some games, obviously, he couldn't play. He wants to change his body. It's a different style. We're not going to be lumbering up and down the floor.
He brought that up.
I mean, to me, I'm thinking he's left behind.
Right.
If he doesn't get his ass up and down the floor, it's a position of need.
Right.
Wheeler, my man Reggie Wheeler.
Reggie Wheeler.
Who's a man. He's 25. There's no way he's 18.
Well, you know about that, Albert Pujols. Yeah, he's a cheater. If you're wondering what I was saying, Mitch, he's a cheater. That's what I'm saying.
This bitch is hero.
He's care. No.
That's Jim Edmonds. I forgot Jim Edmonds.
Also
a class act.
And his infidelity.
I'm not reading too much into it. He's not going to choose any of the new guys because they just got there. Like, I think he even said in the interview with Drew, this is like the first time I've seen him like actually, you know, play 5-on-5, you know what I mean? So, and then, I mean, we know what Sam is, you know, quite frankly, not very many returning players on the team. So, who is calling?
Well, it's a caller.
If it's a caller, we're taking it at 2679.
No, we got Bozich in 5 minutes. I can't remember what my take was. I'm just not reading too much into it. I really don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he brought it up too when he's talking about the fast paced offense and getting up and down the court on fast breaks instead of, you know, slowing things down and bringing it up in the half court. He talked about Gabe Wiznitzer running the floor. I mean, he specifically brought that up.
Well, like, you're going to be mean and ugly about this, aren't you, this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
I'm just making sure. You love Josh Harrelson, right? You did. Okay. There. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's better than Gabe Wiznitzer.
Well, understandable, but he's trying to transform into that.
He could be. Maybe he does.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's trying to be something.
I just have stuck in my head when he cleared everybody out.
Everyone knows.
And I can't get past that. Maybe he becomes a better player, but I mean, Max says, like, hey, he's even getting up and down the floor better in fast break opportunities. We'll see.
We'll see.
But I think they're done with the big men now. I'm pretty convinced of that after what he said.
They're going to get a big in like a week.
In like a day.
Like a week.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow will be the Friday news dump. Yeah. They're going to get one. Let's take a break. 437-9680. Rick Bozich of WDRB joins us next.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.